family.
谢谢你们分享我的家庭照片。我每次跟我家人合照的时候，都看起来特别的好。
On the far left is my daughter, Emily.
在照片的最左边的是我的女儿，叫Emily。
She is a freshman studying piano at Illinois State University.
她现在在伊利诺州立大学大一是专攻钢琴。
The second from the left, my daughter, Stephanie.
左边第二位是我的女儿Stephanie。
She has been to Peoria Chinese Christian Church before.
过去曾经来过我们碧城华人教会。
And whenever we're meeting in person again, I would like her to sing for you all.
如果我们能够再度聚集，我希望请她来为我们唱诗歌。
She is in graduate school at the University of Illinois studying voice performance.
她目前在伊利诺大学读研究生，是专攻声乐。
And then the third from the left is my wife, Karen.
左边第三位是我的太太Karen。
And she has put up with me for 27 years.
我们结婚已经27年了。
And then the far right in the picture is my daughter, Sarah.
最右边的一位是我的女儿Sarah。
She graduated with a double degree in business and international studies.
她大学是双主修研读商业以及国际关系。
She graduated from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
她是在南卡的基督教大学 Bob Jones 学校毕业。
And she just finished an internship at the White House, believe it or not.
你们相信吗? 她刚结束她在白宫的一个实习。
But she was far away from any of the trouble and she is very safe.
她没有惹麻烦,她是非常安全的,她在一个安全的环境里。
And the last one, the second from the right is my daughter, Lauren.
右边第二位是我的小女儿Lauren。
She is 16 and a sophomore in high school.
她现在16岁,读高二。
She is homeschooled and we enjoy having her around.
她是在家接受教育,我们非常感谢她的陪企。
So thanks for letting me do that and show off my family a little bit, since we can't be in person.
感谢你们让我分享我的家庭,虽然不能够在一起,但是我们可以借着这个沟通。
I've entitled the sermon today, Don't Rationalize Sin.
今天讲到的题目是,千万别把罪合理化。
We make excuses for sin all the time.
我们常常会为各种罪找借口。
And this is a message that is intended for Christians.
我今天讲到的信息是特别针对基督徒。
What I mean by that is there's been a time in your life when you have been what the Bible calls saved.
我如此说是因为在你是基督徒，是因为在过去某一个时间点上你曾被拯救。
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗?
Have you been saved?
你是不是已经领受救恩得救了呢?
Do you know for sure that if you were to die today, that you would go to heaven?
你是不是有这个确据？如果你今天离开这个世界，你就可以到天堂上。
If you're not sure about that, I would ask you to contact Pastor Lee or me. I'd be happy to talk to you.
如果你还没有这个上天堂的把握确据，我建议你可以跟李牧师或者是跟我谈一谈。
So I'm assuming today, or I'm speaking to Christians today.
所以我今天的信息，我认为就是针对基督徒来讲的。
Our text today is part of a section of scripture that has to do with progressive sanctification.
我们今天的所根据的圣经经文，也就是所谓的逐步成圣的这个概念里面的一部分。
That's progressive sanctification is the process of becoming more and more like Jesus.
所谓的逐步成圣的过程，就是说在这个过程当中，我们逐渐一步一步越来越像主耶稣基督。
There is one sense in which we are as righteous as we're ever going to be.
从某种意义来讲，就是说我们就是要成为义就是神所希望我们成为的义。
When I trusted Jesus Christ, his righteousness was counted or accounted to me.
当我信靠主耶稣基督的时候，主耶稣基督的义就算为我的义了。
So, in God's sight, if I were to die today, I would go to heaven.Because Jesus' righteousness is counted, considered to be mine.
所以如果今天死亡要离开世界，我就可以到天堂去与神同在，因为基督的义已经是算在我身上的，是我的义的。
So I enjoy a position of perfection.
就是说在地位上来讲，我是可以享有一个不犯罪完全的地位。
Practically, though, in my everyday life, I am far from perfect.
然而，在我们每天的实际生活中，我们当然是离完美还很远。
I can get very impatient to those beautiful ladies you just saw on the screen.
你们刚刚在荧幕上看到我的家人，那些美丽的女士们，但是我常常会对她们很没有耐心。
I can say a mean word or a harsh word toward one of them.
我有可能会对这些美丽的女士说一些很刻薄、很严厉的不留情的话语。
Sometimes I am guilty of worry.
有的时候呢，我觉得我有我会忧虑太多，这让我有罪恶感。
And what's interesting is that I come up with excuses for those sins.
这个有趣的是，我常常会找一些借口来遮掩我这些罪，作为我犯这些罪的借口。
I said what I said to her because she said what she said to me.
我之所以会用这样的话语回答她是因为她先用那样的话语对我说话，很不客气。
It's not my fault.
这不是我的错啊。
It's her fault.
那是她的错。
We rationalize sin.
我们就不知不觉地把罪给合理化了。
We make excuses for sin.
我们就是为罪找借口。
And that's what Paul is dealing with in this text that we have on the screen.
今天我们所要看的这一段经文，也就是使徒保罗所要讨论的，他要讨论这个问题，对于罪的问题。
Like verse 15 states, what then?Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace?
十五节说，这却怎样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？
I can commit this sin Because I can just ask forgiveness for it later.
我可以犯罪，因为我知道之后我可以求神来原谅我这个罪。
Shall we sin because we're not under law but under grace?
我们因为好像这样看起来好像是说我们在恩典之下就可以犯罪，因为我们不是在律法之下。
And that's the first point that I have in the sermon outline today. God does not want you to ever rationalize sin.
今天我的讲到的有两个重点。第一个重点就是他说神从来不希望你把罪给合理化。
The rationalization stated, shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace?
有些人企图把罪合理化，他们就说我们是在恩典之下，不是在律法之下，这就可以犯罪吗？
I have a quote that John MacArthur, a preacher, has that I'd like to share with you.
我想跟大家分享一段话，这是作者约翰麦克阿瑟所写的。
The doctrine of grace has always been subject to that false charge, which the apostle first answers in the first half of chapter 6.
这个恩典的教义一直受到错误的控告，那使徒保罗首先在第六章前半段就回答了。
But because the misunderstanding was so common and the issue so critical, he gives the answer again from a slightly different perspective.
但是因为这个误解是如此的普遍，还有这个问题是如此的重要，所以保罗再度从一个稍微不同的观点来回答这个问题。
The doctrine of salvation by God's grace, working only through man's faith and apart from any works, is the furthest thing from a license to sin.
我们要知道，救恩的教义绝对不是一个许可我们去犯罪的执照，因为我们知道救恩，虽然说救恩是出于神的恩典，借着人的信心才能得到，完全不靠行为。
I have another quote from a man by the name of Albert Barnes.
我另外想和大家分享一段话，是那个亚伯特·邦斯所写的。
The apostle proceeds to notice an objection which might be suggested.
使徒保罗继续注意到这话可能会招来的一些反对。
If Christians are not under the law, which forbids all sin, but are under grace, which pardons sin, will it not follow that they will feel themselves released from obligation to be holy?
如果基督徒不再是站在禁止犯罪的律法之下，而是站在赦免罪的恩典之下，难道是说他们觉得自己可以从圣洁的义务当中被释放出来了吗？
Will they not commit sin freely, since the system of grace is one which contemplates pardon?And which will lead them to believe that they may be forgiven to any extent.
难道他们不会随意犯罪吗？既然恩典制度是看重罪的赦免，这将促使他们相信总是可以被赦免、被原谅。
Let's think about this for a minute.
让我们花一点时间来思想这方面。
If you're truly a Christian, will God forgive you?For any sin you commit.
如果你是一位真正的基督徒，神是不是会赦免你所犯的一切罪呢？
Will he?
会不会赦免呢？
Well, I believe the answer to that question is yes.
我相信这个问题的回答是肯定的，是的，神会赦免。
I believe that he will.
我相信神会赦免我们的罪。
But if I want to go on sinning, it's something about my heart.
然而我如果是蓄意要持续犯罪，
If you're truly saved, you will hunger and thirst after righteousness.
如果你是真正得救的，你会饥为义而饥，会饥渴慕义。
And if you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness, you won't want to go on sinning.
如果你是饥渴慕义的，你就不会持续犯罪。
This is the rationalization that I'm talking about in this message.
今天我所讲这个把罪合理化的一个信息，这就是我一个主要的一个重点。
I'm going to go ahead and do what I want to do because I can ask forgiveness for it later.
把罪合理化的想法就是说我可以尽情的去做我所想要做的事情，反正犯罪是可以被赦免的。
Now be honest, do you do that?
我们诚实的扪心自问，我们是这样的吗？
God knows your heart.
神知道我们的心。
You might look good to everybody else, but God sees right through you.
别人看你表面上都觉得你很好，然而神是鉴察我们内心的神。
Man looks at the outward appearance.
人是看外表。
God looks at the heart.
然而神是鉴察人心。
I won't talk about this example a lot, but some of you might have heard of Ravi Zacharias.
我不会花很多时间来讲这个例子，但是你们当中可能有人知道Ravi Zacharias.
Yes, good. Thank you, Ruby. I'm throwing Ruby some curveballs here. Ruby, have you heard of him?
Sorry, I don't. I haven't. The first time.
That's okay. Pastor Elijah Lee, I'm sure, knows about him, but I won't put him on the
spot. Yeah, he's an Indian pastor.
Okay. He's been with the Lord now for several months now.
他已经与主同在他去世几个月了。
And God really used his ministry.
神的确使用他的服事。
But recently it has come out that he was guilty of a lot of sexual sin.
然而最近事实显露出来他曾经犯过这个性方面的罪。
While he was preaching and writing books and teaching, he had some secret sins going.
他一方面公开的讲道并且写书著作，然而在另一方面私底下他犯罪。不为人知。
On the outside.
他在表面上看起来很好。
But he had some real problems on the inside.
然而他的内心有很大的问题。
I am wearing a nice sport coat and a nice tie today.
我今天穿着整齐，穿得很体面，还带了领带。
It looks good, right?
我看起来挺不错的吧。
And I'm preaching a message today.
我现在在向你们讲道。
I might look good to you and to some others, but God knows exactly what's going on inside.
你们看我表面上挺好的，许多人也如此想，然而神知道我心里面在想些什么。
When I say the heart, I'm not talking about the blood pumper.
当我讲说我的心，我并不是指心脏，那个会供给我们血液的心脏。
I'm talking about the mind, the will, and the emotions.
我所讲的心是包括我们的心思，我们的意志，还有我们的情绪。
John Calvin once wrote that the human heart is a factory of idols.
约翰加尔文曾经说过这样一句话，他说人心就是制造偶像的工厂。
An idol is something that is more important to me than pleasing God.
所谓的偶像就是指任何一件事物人对我来讲是更重比取悦神更重要的。
And I'm talking about an idol of the heart.
我现在讲的是我们心底的偶像。
Like the prophet Ezekiel wrote about.
就像先知以西结曾经写道。
An idol of the heart is something I sin in order to get.
我们心里的偶像就是说我们常常是就是这些偶像的事物就是我们犯罪以后来就是要借着犯罪来得的。
An idol of the heart is something I sin when I don't get it.
心里的偶像也就是当我们犯罪而没得到的时候我们也是在就是这个有偶像。
So beware of your own heart.
所以我们真的是要谨慎保守我们的心。
Jesus said it's not what goes into a man that defiles him.
耶稣说从我们的嘴巴进入身体的并不能污秽我们。
But it's what comes out of the heart of man that defiles him.
然而是从我们心底所发出来的那种罪使我们的这个人被污秽玷污。
Paul is teaching in this text about issues of the heart.
保罗在这段经文中所教导的就是关于我们心的一些问题。
He's dealing with their thinking, with their rationalizing.
就是说我们人的一些思维想法一些尝试合理化一些事情。
So going back to the outline, we hear the rationalization stated, and then we see the rationalization shunned by no means.
我们再回来我们看我们的大纲所以就是想把最合理化是这样说是然而这个回答是说断乎不可。
And that's a strong denouncing. God strongly denounces this line of reasoning.
神是强烈谴责这样的思维理解方式。
If you've ever heard the English expression, God forbid, that was the early modern English way of saying this.
也许你们听过在英语的表达中有一个俗语大家是会说神禁止 God forbids. 这也是现代英语中的就是 的说法来指出是绝对不可以。
So shall we go on sinning that grace may increase? By no means. God forbid.
我们可以继续犯罪让恩典显多吗？断乎不可，这个神是绝对禁止。
And that leads us to our second point. God wants you to know the reasons this thinking is wrong.
所以我们现在就来到我们今天经文的第二个重点，就是神希望我们知道这样的想法去合理化罪是错误的，这些错误的理由是哪些呢？
Verse 16, don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness?
第六章十六节这样说：岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就是谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆，以至于死；或做顺命的奴仆，以致成义。
Verse 17, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance.
17节，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
And then verse 18, you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
18节，你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
And then letter A, this thinking is wrong because it will lead to believers being caught up in sinful habits.
我们来看看这种想法的错误。理由之一，这种想法是错误的，因为它导致信徒陷入犯罪的习惯之中。
When you present or give yourself to someone as a slave to obey him, you are indeed a slave of the one you obey.
当我们把自己献给神，献给谁的话，那我们就是这个人的奴仆，我们就必须要顺从这个主人。
And I have a quote here from Douglas Moo in his commentary on Romans 1 through 8, and he makes this point. I'll go ahead and read it. Christians who have been set free from sin by their union with Christ must recognize that were they constantly to yield to the voice of temptation, they would effectively become slaves of sin again.
我在这里想跟大家分享道格拉斯牧在他的著作中所指出来的，基督徒借着与基督联合而得以脱离罪。我们基督徒必须承认，如果他们经常降服于罪的诱惑的声音，那他们将实际上再度沦为罪的奴仆。And
then a further quote from Dr. Moo. Without taking anything away from the reality of the transfer from one master to another at salvation, then Paul wants at the same time to make clear that slavery is ultimately not just a legal status, but a living experience. Christians who are no longer slaves of sin must no longer live as slaves of sin.
就基于这个，在救恩章当中，我们基督徒是换了一个主人的事实。保罗同时希望澄清，奴役不只最终不只是一种法律的身份，而是一种生活的经验。基督徒不应该再是罪的奴仆，也不应该再活着像罪的奴仆。Habits
are very powerful things.
习惯是非常强而有力的。
God has given us the capacity of habits.
神赐给我们这个有习惯的能力, huh?
Where we do certain things without consciously thinking of them.
我们就可以做一些事情，不必特别用意识思考来做这些事情。
Now, some of you probably ride a bike pretty commonly.
我想你们当中很多人经常骑脚踏车。
But did you ever have a time when maybe you hadn't ridden a bike for maybe several months or maybe even a year or two?
但是你是不是有这样的经验, 就是你好久没有骑车了,也许几个月,甚至几年都没有骑脚踏车了。
And it's been a long time and all of a sudden you get back on that bike.
就是说隔了好长一段时间你没骑脚踏车，现在你站在脚，你手上有一个脚踏车。
Now imagine if you didn't have the capacity of habit.
就我们尝试想一下，如果我们没有因习惯而来的能力的话，
you'd be figuring out how to ride that bike all over again.
你可能因为好久没骑车了，又要
Or like buttoning a shirt.
就好像穿衬衫扣扣子。
Yeah, I've got a shirt with buttons down it right here.
他的衬衫有一排扣子在这里。
Now imagine if every time I buttoned a shirt, I had to figure out how to do it again.
设想一下，如果我每一次穿衬衫扣扣子，我都得要思索一下，我该怎样来扣扣子。
Do I start at the top or the bottom?
我应该从上面开始呢，还是从下面开始？
Where do I put these round little things?
我这些圆圆的小扣子，我应该把它放在哪儿呢？
I didn't even think about putting on my shirt today. I just did it.
今天早上我起来穿衬衫的时候，我根本不用不加思索，我就可以把衬衫穿好。
Or maybe some of you drive a stick shift car.
也许你们当中还有人开手排车。
And you put the clutch in, and then you shift the gear.
对不起，我不会开手排车，我不知道怎样形容。就是你就坐上车，做你该做的事。
And you could be doing that while having a conversation with the person with you.
你可以一边开手动车，一边也可以跟别人在讲话谈话。
We can become slaves to sin because of our capacity for habits.
我们因为有这个习惯的能力，也有可能让我们成为罪的奴仆。
But habits can be changed.
然而习惯是可以改变的。
We prayed the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation.
我们祷告主祷文，我们说求主不要带领我们进入诱惑。
Which is how the psalmist put it,In Psalm 119, do not let me wander from your commandments.
就是叫我们不要遇见试探，就好像诗篇第十九章里面说，这个诗人祈求，说，求主不要让我们远离他。
What is the key concept to changing a habit?
要改变一个习惯，最主要的概念是什么呢？
Put off and put on.
就是脱下穿上。
Stop doing certain things, be renewed in your mind, and start doing the righteous replacement.
停止做某些事情，你的心意要这个思想心意要更新变化，然后开始做新的事情。
Ephesians 4:22-24. I'm going to read those three verses again. 4:22-24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
我跟大家分享以弗所书四章二十二节到二十四节，就是要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
The idea is that sinceThere was a putting off or a laying aside at salvation of the old self, the old man. You should continue to be laying aside or putting off sinful habits in your Christian life.
这里的概念就是说，既然我们接受救恩的时候，我们是把我们过去的旧人、旧的行为离弃，那脱下旧人，那我们现在也就是可以把我们过去旧有的习惯、犯罪的这些行为脱掉离弃。
This is something we will do our entire Christian lives.
这是我们基督徒一生都要持续做的。
I do not believe that sinless perfection is possible in this life.
我不相信一个人在今生能够成为完美，完全不再犯罪。
But we must be growing.
然而我们一定要持续的成长。
Do you remember that illustration I did at church several times about three steps forward, two steps backward?
你们是不是还记得我过去在你们教会讲到，在讲台上我所给你们做的示范，说往前走三步，又往后退两步。
I don't know if I can do this on Zoom, but we'll try it.
我现在也要继续再重新示范一下。
Three steps forward, then two steps backward, three steps forward, two steps backward.
我三步向前又两步倒退，三步向前两步倒退。
And the three steps forward, you're growing, but then you commit sin, and you go two steps backward, but you confess it, and then you get busy growing again.
我们是不断的成长向前走，但是我们如果犯罪，就好像是退后了两步，但是我们认罪悔改以后，继续往，又可以继续往前走。
I started off on the left side of the screen, and now I'm at the right side of the screen.
我一开始走的时候，你们注意到没有？我是在这个荧幕上的右边，现在我已经走到了荧幕的左边。Maybe
I lost my temper, but I don't lose it as easily as I did a year ago, or a few months ago.
也许我仍然还会发脾气，但是我就不像我几个月前，甚至几年以前那样发脾气，频繁的发脾气了。Maybe
I lusted in my heart less now than I used to a few weeks ago, or a few months ago, or a year ago.
也许我心里会有不正当的渴望某些事情，但是我现在比我几个月、几年以前是少多了。God
wants us to make progress.
神希望我们是有进展的。God
does not want us to make excuses.
神不希望我们找借口。Returning
to the outline, letter B. This thinking is wrong because it results in death instead of righteousness.
把最合理化的想法是错误的，因为它会带来死亡，而非真正的义行。Sin
is parallel with obedience in this verse, and death is parallel with righteousness.
在这一段经文当中，就是十六到十八节，我们看到说，罪跟死亡是平行的，就像顺服跟义是平行的，诚义。And
this is verse 16. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness.
16节的经文，我们如果顺服罪就是罪的奴仆，顺服义就是义的奴仆。那顺服罪就带来死亡，顺服义就是带来让我们成，但是我就是我们顺服就会带来诚义。If
Christians are slaves to sin, it results in death.
基督徒如果是成为罪，再度成为罪的奴仆，那就会招致死亡。
If they are slaves to obedience, it results in righteousness.
但是我们如果是做顺命的奴仆，我们就会诚义。Death
in verse 16 does not refer, in my opinion, although there's differences of opinion on this, to eternal death, but to the effects of unrepentant sin in the believer's life, which could ultimately result in physical death at the hands of our disciplining Heavenly Father.
在十六节这个经文中所讲到的死，在我看来，虽然大家可能有不同的解释，很多人有不，我认为这个死并不是指永死永远的死，而是指一个信徒如果在生活中有不悔改的罪，那就会导致身体的死亡，因为这乃是出于管教我们的天父之手。
And there's a verse on the screen there, 1 Corinthians 11:30.
荧幕上大家看到哥林多前书十一章三十节的经文。What
was going on in this chapter of Scripture?
你们知道在这一章哥林多前书这章经文当中是他们在讲什么事情吗？
The Lord's Supper was being abused by the Corinthian church.
就是哥林多教会的人他们误用了主的圣餐。
And God was disciplining the Corinthian church for their abuses of the Lord's Supper.
因为他们误用主的圣餐，神就用哥林多教会施行管教。
Verse 30, that is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep or have died.
所以第三十十一章三十节说，因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。
So, you know, God disciplines his children.
所以神会管教他的儿女。
Hebrews chapter 12 teaches us that if you're without God's chastisement or God's discipline, you're illegitimate children.
希伯来书十二章告诉我们说，如果我们不曾受到神的管教，那我们就不是神的孩子。
One of the reasons I know I'm saved is that the Holy Spirit does not let me get away with sin.
我们所领受的圣灵不会让我们故意去犯罪。
He convicts me.
Can you say that again?
Yes, the Holy Spirit convicts me of my sin.
因为圣灵会谴责我们，让我们让我们知道这是罪。
I can't get away with it.
我不可能逃脱圣灵的谴责。
I am disciplined by God. One way is through conviction of the Holy Spirit on the inside.
我会被神管教，一方面来讲是因为圣灵会让我们知罪。
Sometimes God disciplines his children by sending sickness their way.
然而有的时候，神管教他的儿女，他会允许疾病的发生。
That's what Paul is saying on the verse on the screen. That is why many among you were weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep.
这里也就是哥林多前书十一章三十节保罗所说的，有些人软弱生病，是神在管教他们。
Now, does this say that anytime you have a sickness, it's because you committed sin?
然而，这个是否是在说，你只要一生病，就是因为你犯罪了呢？
That's not what it says.
显然不是，这里所说的并不是说你生病就是因为你犯罪。
But a Christian ought to at least examine their heart to see, is God disciplining me for some sin in my life?
然而，基督徒一定要在内心省察，看看自己有没有犯罪，是不是神在管教我们。
Just after Thanksgiving, our family got COVID-19.
感恩节之后，我们家的人感染到那个新冠病毒。
My wife and my daughter, wearing masks, went to an OSF ergo.
我的太太跟女儿，他们都是戴着口罩，到那个OSF 的诊所。
My daughter had an eye infection and needed some antibiotics.
我女儿眼睛有受到就是有发炎，所以她需要一些抗生素药膏。
Well, they went to get healing, and instead they got more sickness.
他们到去诊所是要看病得医治，结果却被传染了这个新病毒。
Sometimes clinics and hospitals are the worst places to be because you catch stuff.
有的时候医院诊所反而是危险的地方，因为有病毒在那里。
Now, why did God let COVID-19 go through our family?
为什么神允许我们家人得到这个新冠病毒呢？
Now, I did not conclude, well, it's because there's sin in our lives.
我并没有得到这样的结论，说因为我们犯罪了。
But we should think about it.
然而我们必须要思想。
Is God trying to get my attention?
是不是神要借此，让我注意什么事情呢？
You might not be able to tell on the computer, but I can't see out of this eye.
你们在电脑上可能看不清楚，我这个眼睛是看不见的，是不好用的。
It's my right eye, but on the screen it looks like my left eye.
是我的右眼，但是在荧幕上你们看到可能是像我的左眼。
I was 31 when I lost the vision in this eye.
我31岁的时候，我失去我右眼的视力。
Do I think God was trying to get my attention with that?
我是不是有想过神要引起我的注意呢？借着这个失去视力。
Actually, I do.
我的确是这样，看见。
I mean, I didn't have direct revelation from God. I don't think he does that anymore.
我当然并没有直接得到神的启示。我认为神今天通常是不这样做的。
But his Holy Spirit does convict us.
然而他的圣灵的确是让我们能够知罪。
And I believe that injury, which resulted in losing the vision in this eye, was the Lord disciplining me for some sin in my life.
我认为我因为受伤，最后导致我失去右眼的视力，是因为是神，是出于神管教我，我生活中有一些罪要对付。
Number two, under this point, righteousness refers to moral righteousness or conduct pleasing to God.
我们继续来看这方面的第二点，义这方面，诚义是指的道德上的义，或者是得神喜悦的行为。
One preacher put it this way, God speaks, God spanks, and God slays.
有一位传道人这样说，神说话，神责罚，神击杀。
God will discipline his children. If you don't ever have discipline in your life, you need to really question whether or not you're saved.
神必定管教他的儿女。如果你从来没有受到神的管教，你可能要好好的质疑一下你是否真正的得救了。
Letter C, this thinking is wrong because it ignores the fact that a transfer of ownership occurred at salvation.
把最合理化的想法是错误的，因为他忽视了救恩中所有权转移的一个事实。
Verse 17 states, But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance.
刚刚牧师读的是第十七节。我们要感谢神。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，如今却从心里顺服所传给你们道理的模范。
Number one, under letter C, God should be thanked because without his initiative, no one would ever be saved.
我们实在应该感谢神，因为若非神主动拯救，没有人可以得救。
John 6:37,All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
约翰福音六章三十七节说，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
I don't belong to myself.
我并不是属于我自己。
I belong to God.
我是属于神的。
My life is not my own.
我的生命并不是我自己所能够拥有的。
My life is his.
我的生命是属于神的，在他手里。
Number two, the transfer of owners from sin to God occurred when we made a faith commitment to Christ.
当我们向基督摆上信心的承诺的时候，我们就换主人了，从罪换成神。
Verse 17, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance.
罗马书六章十七节，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们的道理的模范。
One commentator writes, here then the focus is the initial commitment of the Roman Christians to Christ as Lord, including both their faith in him and their submission to him.
有一位圣经注释学者这样说，在这里这个焦点是在于在罗马时代基督徒尊主耶稣为主的最初的一个承诺，包括当时他们对基督的信心以及他们对主耶稣基督的顺服。
When we came to Christ, we had to submit to him.
当我们相信接受耶稣基督的时候，我们就是做了一个承诺，我们把自己交托给耶稣。
A person doesn't become a Christian clinging to their sin.
一个人成为基督徒，不可能还会紧紧地抓住他的罪。
Paul says there was a change of allegiance, of loyalty.
保罗指出在这里，当我们领受救恩以后，我们效忠的对象就改变了。
And then letter D, this thinking is wrong because it misses the point that true freedom consists of being a slave to righteousness. That is the liberty to do right.
第四个理由我们不能接受去把罪合理化，是因为这样就不了解真正的自由，那是在于成为义的奴仆，也就是说要去行义的自由。
Verse 18, you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
第六章十八节说，你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
Friends, do you make excuses for your sin?
朋友们，当你犯罪的时候，你是不是会找借口呢？
Do you tell yourself lies that makes it okay for you to sin in certain ways?
你是否会告诉自己一些谎言，让你觉得你是可以去犯某些罪？
Don't ever rationalize sin. Make excuses for it, because I can just ask forgiveness for it later.
千万不要把罪合理化，去找借口，觉得说反正我做了这个之后我可以得到赦免。
Because don't excuse sin because you're not under law but under grace.
千万别用这个你不在律法之下乃是在恩典之下这个借口而去故意犯罪。
I have a conclusion statement that I want to read to you. Don't ever rationalize that sin is okay due to being under grace, because this rationalizing will lead to ensnaring sinful habits in your life. It could result in physical death due to God's judgment. It ignores the fact you do not belong to sin any longer, and it misses the point that true freedom consists in the ability to please God.
所以今天我的结论是，绝对不要因为我们是在恩典之下就可以把罪合理化，因为如此把罪合理化将使你陷入生活中犯罪的习惯，这也可能引发神的审判带来身体死亡。把罪合理化就是忽略你不再属于罪的事实，并且错失了这个要点。真自由乃是在于拥有得神喜悦的能力。
Friends, why did God want you to hear this message today?
朋友们，你有没有想过神今天为什么让你听到这一篇信息呢？
What's going on in your life?
你生活中最近都发生了些什么事情呢？
What's going on in your heart?
你心里 又经历过什么样的挣扎呢？
May God give us the grace to admit our sin and stop making excuses for it.
愿神赐给我们这样的恩典，让我们能够承认自己的罪，不再为自己犯罪找借口。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们结束，一起做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, help us to be honest with ourselves and with you.
天父，帮助我们，让我们能够诚实地面对我们自己，能够诚实地面对你。
God, forgive me for all the times that I have made excuses for my sin.
神啊，请你原谅我，因为我过去常常为我自己犯罪而找了很多借口。
Help my brothers and sisters to not rationalize their sin too.
请你也帮助我的弟兄姐妹们，我们都不要再为自己的罪找借口，做合理化的解释。
Thank you that you are always willing to take us back, no matter what we've done.
神啊，我们感谢你，因为你总是愿意把我们从我们的罪恶错误中带回来，不论我们做了什么样的坏事。
But please help us to not use grace as a rationalization for sin.
神啊，请你一定要帮助我们，不要用恩典做借口，让我们来把罪合理化。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。